What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet TF lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen Studio. Bill Bush has departed for the day. He'll see him again on Friday. But Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check him out at concreteindustries.com or at nebcoinc.com. We are joined by Husker Online's Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. We'll get into all the stuff from yesterday from Matt Rhule in a second. But before that, an important wager on the show was made last hour about do you know where Nebraska is practicing in Vegas for the bowl game or not?
Yeah, it's Bishop Gorman High
School. Oh, we were right. See, me and Bill said you would know, and Sip says that he didn't think you would know.
I don't know. I didn't know that.
So we were right. Me and Bill were right that you would know.
No, I mean, I simply asked Keith Mann yesterday, Steve Sipple, and he's probably listening right now.
So me and Bill, who don't work with Sean, had more belief in Sean than you did in terms of where the bowl stuff was at.
Sean, they wagered on that you would know this.
Yes.
I just didn't.
And you said no because you don't think so.
Because, Sean, you hadn't brought it up to me at all, right?
Well, I just found out. I mean, I figured it was Bishop Gorman or UNLV was my guess. But now UNLV has got their own bowl game. I don't know when they play their bowl. If they're earlier than when Nebraska would be out there. They probably are, actually. Mountain West teams play earlier bowls generally. But, yeah, it's Bishop Gorman. I'd imagine the facilities there are nicer than most colleges.
Hey, Sean, okay, we're off and running now. Are we going to be able – did you ask Keith Mann – will we be able to view any parts of practices at Bishop Gorman?
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, I think they haven't gotten that far down the road. But I'd imagine a little bit. I mean, whether it's the beginning, I don't know if we'll be able to see the whole practice. But that was, you know, we got to do it last year in New York, but it was 30 degrees outside when we were watching practice.
It was. We had our stocking caps on.
At Fordham, right?
At Fordham. At Fordham University. That's right. So, Sean, now, again, off and running now. We were sitting there yesterday at the press conference, Matt Rhule's press conference Tuesday, and he said he had let go of Terry Braden. We didn't necessarily see that coming. What was your reaction?
No, I mean, I had a pretty good feel that they were going to go in that direction. I just didn't know if it would happen until after the bowl game. I knew Rob Warridge, whoever they hired, was going to get some autonomy. Because you can't expect the new chef to come in and just work with the old kitchen staff. He's going to want to do some of his own things with his own people. So I felt that one was coming. Look, your leading sack man had 2.5 sacks on the year. Your four-man pressures were next to zero. In fact, if you're being dead honest, it was one of the worst years in the modern history of Nebraska football in terms of a four-man rush, in terms of getting to quarterbacks with four. And that has to fall on somebody, and it just wasn't working. And you know, Williams Winery and Keona Davis and some of the players they have, even Cam Lenhart, I mean, these aren't, you know, guys that they should have more production. And I think everyone recognized that. So they're moving scheme. They made a change up front with what they did. I just think maybe the timing of how quick it happened with all of these. I mean, I don't think we expected Orrich to be hired Sunday. I don't think we expected Raiola to be fired on Saturday.
Right.
Successor to be named an hour later. I mean, and just how quickly Matt Rhule operates, that's just not the norm. And we've never seen that where, like, I mean, you didn't even have time to think about Donovan Raiola because we were already writing Jeep Wade.
Right. No, you're right, Sean.
Now, this fan base, Sean, if you look on your message boards, everyone on Twitter is obsessed with Elijah Robinson. Of course, he was at Syracuse last year, defensive coordinator, has coached with Rhule before at Temple. Defensive line guru, very good at A&M in the past. What are you hearing in terms of, is he a possibility here or not at Nebraska?
Well, there's a lot of teams in play. There's no doubt Nebraska is one of them. It's Penn State. It's Nebraska possibly staying at Syracuse, maybe returning to A&M, going to Ole Miss. I mean, he's the hot girl on the bar right now. Everyone's making a run at him. And we'll see kind of where it all goes with Elijah Robinson. There was a point where LSU thought they had him, and that is kind of backed off a little bit. You know, Nebraska will have money. That's the thing here, because the contract of Marcus Satterfield, who's making, I believe, $1.4 million as a tight ends coach because of his three-year original coordinator deal, that's going to get clawed back. So let's just throw a number. You're going to have $700,000-$800,000 additional money from Satterfield's deal, and you're going to have $400,000 from Braden. So you will have money to move around and really make. You know, if you want to pay a guy like Robinson, you can give him a significant deal. So I do think that's probably, you know, that's just me speculating how you would make this happen as far as the money goes. Because if you just know when Lane Kiffin's involved and Penn State's involved and A&M's involved, it's money. I mean, it's going to take a lot of money to get that done.
Okay, now, Sean, I know a lot was going on yesterday. Rhule was, he covered a lot of ground. He's talking fast. The one thing if I had a chance to talk to Matt right now, I'd say, now, are there going to be other changes on the defensive staff other than hiring a D-line coach?
Well, he said, didn't you hear what he said? He goes, these will be the only people I fire. I'm not going to make any of my own changes. This is it right here.
Okay.
He said that. It was his quote.
I heard it. So I heard it.
So there won't be any forced firing, or there won't be any moves like of this nature. Now, could a guy just leave on his own? I mean, sure. But I think as far as him pushing the buttons, this appears to be it. But, yeah, you know, you don't know, like, what if Rob Dvorak doesn't feel like he's a fit with Rob Orrich, who, by the way, has a linebackers coach's background. You don't really know the direction. We know Addison Williams is safe. We know they're going to get a new D-line coach. It does seem like Phil Simpson and his value in recruiting, there's a place for him here no matter what because of what he brings down in Florida for the coaching staff. So it's hard to put your finger on that. And with the unlimited coach Rhule now, you know, you can see Nebraska do a lot of things, you know, and bring guys in like this Tinsley they just brought in from South Carolina. You know, you're able to do things like that. He's South Carolina's O-line coach. He's not let go there. He can get paid by South Carolina this year, it appears. And he can be on your staff and in a role and not be a position coach and still be on the field and even recruit. So there, it's a way different game now with this unlimited coach Rhule, with how many bodies you can actually bring in that are on the field, what you would almost label as full-time coaches.
Yeah, Sean, for the record, I did hear Matt say that. I just wondered if Orrich could come in, kind of survey the scene, watch practices, and then say, you know what, there's a couple other changes I want to make or one more or whatever. I think that could happen. As far as you mentioned Teasley, his name is Lonnie Teasley. He's coming in from South Carolina. Is this as simple as saying he'll be the assistant offensive line coach, or is there some other role you could see?
Yeah, it's hard to say. He brings value as a recruiter. Obviously didn't go well for him at South Carolina this past year with what happened on the field and then lost his job for that. So it's really hard to say, you know, what the title is, because I don't know what the title is right now, but he's got an O-line background and, you know, having Jeep Wade and him, I mean, that on paper, that appears to be a pretty good upgrade. You know, Georgia Tech's one of the best running teams in the country, and he was their O-line coach, and you're going to bring a guy that was an SEC O-line coach to be in there involved as well. I mean, that's pretty good guys you're bringing in.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
To try to develop what's one of the most important positions in the Big Ten Conference.
Sean, go back to Rob Orange for a second. Nebraska DC coming from San Diego State. Three shutouts last year, top five defense in the country. You still people saying, oh, we want a Big Ten guys from the Mountain West. I mean, what you've looked at the guy for a couple days now. What's your intel on what he brings to Nebraska as defensive coordinator?
Well, he's done it at all levels, whether it's the Division II level all the way up down to San Diego State. He's had success. He's a very good schematic guy. From everything you hear, and you know, clearly he got Matt Rule's attention. So I think that's all you can say now at this point until we see more, but you can't ignore what he's done at his different stops, including most recently at San Diego State, and you know, they shut out Cal. And you just see some of the things that they did there. And, you know, clearly it's what Matt Rule, you know, I'm guessing he talked to a lot of guys. We know he talked to probably at least a few, and this one pressed him enough that he shut it down and they'd hired him.
Jeep Wade, Sean, you had some intel on Jeep Wade over the weekend. He was also being courted by South Carolina.
Yeah, kind of funny. I mean, so Jeep Wade's going to be potentially paired up with the guy that he was being interviewed to take his job at South Carolina in Tinsley. and they'll pair up together here in Lincoln. But Nebraska outbid the Gamecocks, 2-year contract worth an estimated total of 1.5, so about 750,000 average per year. In perspective, Donovan Raiola was making 650,000, so they will pay Jeep over 100 grand more per year on average than what they are previously playing Donovan Raiola, who already was the highest paid O-line coach in the history of the program, and now Jeep Wade will be.
Okay, now here's what I'm getting asked a lot. I want to hear what you say about this. So Jeep Wade comes in from Georgia Tech. Jeep Wade benefits from a quarterback in Haynes King who rushed for 900 plus yards, a running quarterback. Does this signify Nebraska moving in that direction?
I guess I don't know how and where that's coming from, because Dana Holgerson's still the offensive coordinator, right?
Right, right. Yes. But
I don't know if Jeep Wade's gonna be like, Dana, I'm here now. You got to run the quarterback. I mean, because
I hope he talks like that too.
I mean, we don't know that. I mean, I think it's football. If you have a good athlete, you figure out how to use him right. And I'm sure if Nebraska, if it's TJ Lateef or whoever the quarterback is that can run, we know Dylan's not a runner. I just think it's you figure out the best way to win games, and if your guy can run, you run him. But I don't think Jeep Wade's going to come in and tell Dana Holgerson, all right, we ran our guy at Georgia Tech, we're going to run him here. Where's that coming from, I guess? I don't understand where the O-line coach would tell the OC, like, we're running the quarterback.
I think, honestly, Sean, if I'm, you know me now, I've become extraordinarily honest in my old age. I think it's just people stirring the pot a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. The O-line coach is not going to tell Dana, we're running. I mean, because we did it at Tech, we're going to do it here. I mean, no, you're not going to. I don't know how Jeep Wade sounds, but I envision a guy named Jeep.
Like Sean, last question, Sean. No, yeah. Nebraska again plays December 31st in Vegas against Utah. The portal opens January 2nd. At what point will we have clarity before the 31st on Raiola Lateef at all for next year?
Again, it can change in one phone call. You just don't know. I mean, I don't know if those phone calls have come, but there's some key things here to look at. Number one, Raiola's injured, so how marketable is a guy that can't really do anything until spring? Number two, $3.5 million. I mean, how many teams have that kind of cash in the new era of revenue share where your money has to be a little bit more allocated properly? You can't just throw out money like the old days because, you know, Booster A would pay for this, Booster B would pay for that. And then is there a team that would make sense? I mean, Dylan Raiola, if he left Nebraska, it's not going to be just for some program that's struggling. I mean, it'd have to be a place that made sense for him, and Nebraska still makes sense for him right now for a lot of reasons. But it could always change. I mean, if TJ Lateef goes out and balls out against Utah, What if he delivers the first ranked win in this program since Tommy Armstrong in 2016? That will get people's attention, and then you wonder kind of where the conversation would head at that point. It's a big if, as we know, as Nebraska is a 2-touchdown underdog right now in Vegas.
Boy, Sean, it's really indefinite, though, that picture right now.
Yeah, nobody knows. The Raiolas don't even know right now what things are going to be. But what they know now is that they're rehabbing and status quo.
Uh-huh.
But one phone call can change anything with this stuff, and we don't know when or if that phone call would come to the Raiolas.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan.
You know, I imagine, so what Sean's talking about is the right team calling Dylan and enticing him. But that doesn't mean he's going to go. You don't know that. He's got 2 feet in here, Jake. Do you understand that?
I sure do.
He's got 2 feet in. So now, when Sean broaches the possibility of a team making a call to a quarterback, that call could go to Lateef too. There could be a team that calls Lateef and says, hey, you may not start there, but you can start here and we're going to pay you.
Now, I want to back you up on something here because you were asked a question yesterday on a different radio station regarding Raiola. Mm-hmm. Would he be affected by his uncle not being here anymore in terms of why he... Mm-hmm. I don't think it matters.
I was startled by the...
For those who don't know, the question that was posed to you was what? And you told me the response, and I supported you on your response.
Well, I mean, the conversation was, is the way it was presented to me is that Dylan must be profoundly affected by Donovan Raiola's firing. And I pushed back on that. It's why do
so,
I?
So do I.
Why? Now, of course, it's his uncle, and there's you know, he's gonna, there's some feelings, but does it over? What I tried to impart is that it's a business. Dylan himself is a millionaire. His uncle is in a business where yeah. people are routinely fired.
Absolutely.
It is not a typical business. It's not the Journal Star where you can work 30 years. Football, your people are getting fired all the time. So this idea that, oh God, Donovan was fired, Dylan must be really upset. No, not necessarily.
And last time I checked, Donovan is his uncle. Dominic is his dad, who's a legend at the school. Like, right. I don't know why. I don't get why. Again, Dylan very well might leave, and that might have happened if Donovan was here or not.
Right.
We were talking about Dylan leaving before we knew the news that Riley was getting fired on Saturday. Like, what does it have to do with each other?
I don't know.
Is it a final push out the door? I don't think it is.
No. I am telling you. Okay, Dominic wouldn't mind me saying this. Dominic has said himself that, like, Dayton decommitment has nothing to do with Dylan's situation. Those are two separate matters. Dayton's decommitment and Dylan's situation. They're not linked. Nor is Donovan's situation and Dylan's situation linked. Why is that so hard to understand? I don't understand that. They are a tight family. Of course, they're a tight family, but this is a business. And what I try to say to people is Dominic Raiola played 14 seasons in the NFL in a hardcore business. You don't think that some of that is rubbed off and his wisdom hasn't been imparted to his son? You're in a business.
Yeah.
And people are going to get fired and demoted more than in the real world. More than in the real world.
100%.
So no,
I think Dylan gets that. I think he understands that.
To just assume that emotions and feelings are going to be such a big part of it is really, really irresponsible. That's what I
agree 100%. When we come back, a look at the Heisman Trophy picture. It's a healthy mixture. I'll tell you why. That's next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.